You're listening to KCRW. This is Morning Edition. The teacher strike going on in Los Angeles this week is about issues like class sizes and staffing, but it's also about what public school education will look like in the future. In recent years, an enormous number of charter schools have opened up in the LA area. The teachers union says that hurts traditional public schools. Closing charters isn't a bargaining point in the strike, but as KCRW's Anna Scott reports, the tension over charters looms large on the picket lines.
All week, teachers have been picketing outside schools, like here at Breed Street Elementary in Boyle Heights. For third grade teacher Jaime Bermudez, or Mr. B, this is about something way bigger than what's on the negotiating table.
The teachers are trying to save public education.
His picket sign says, "Stop the charterization of LA's public schools." Now, charter schools are public schools, but in California, they're operated by nonprofits. They have more freedom in their curriculums than traditional schools, and their teachers are not typically unionized. Los Angeles Unified has more charter schools than any district in the country, over 200. And for Bermudez, that's the problem, much bigger than a dispute over pay.
Teaching is not a money-making profession. It's not.
Charters compete with regular schools like Breed Street Elementary for students. And Bermudez says it's often the best students who leave, like this kid he once taught named Brian, who Bermudez says did really well on standardized tests.
He scored perfect in second grade, math and language arts. He scored perfect in third grade. He was my student. In fifth grade, he left. You know, that's fine. You know, kids deserve a great education, but don't starve our public schools. You know, we shouldn't pay a price for that.
Pay a price because state funding is tied to enrollment. So when students like Brian leave, schools like Breed Street end up with a greater proportion of high-needs students but fewer resources. Now, enrollment in LA's district schools has been declining for more than a decade, and not just because of charters, but they are a factor.
Services. We used to have a nurse 4 or 5 days a week in the past, now one day. Here in Boyle Heights in LA, we serve some of the poorest, vulnerable kids, and we need services for them.
I don't think it's entirely fair to say that, you know, if a student chooses not to go to their local school, they're taking funding away from the district. They're not. They're taking their funding and putting it into the school that they choose.
Michael Sweeney is the parent of a first grader in a magnet program at a traditional LA public school. When his daughter was younger, she went to a charter school. Sweeney and his wife put her there after asking around about the local district school and finding its reputation was not so great.
We liked it. We had just sort of heard that for kindergarten, say, through second grade, it was a pretty awesome option. But as you kind of advanced towards middle school, the decline in qualities became a little bit more apparent.
Sweeney is particularly open to all options because he used to teach at a charter school himself. He says charter schools should be a healthy competitor to traditional public schools, pushing them to innovate and work to retain students. That's how it works in other marketplaces.
Cable wasn't very happy about seeing satellite TV come in. The fact that it potentially caused them to, you know, have to do things that benefited the customer, you know, I'm sure it cut into their, you know, bottom line a little bit, it took some customers away. That's not necessarily a bad thing.
Back at Breed Street Elementary School this week, striking teachers at one point chanted, "When I say charter, you say Trump."
Charter! Trump! Charter! Trump!
That's because they think of charters in the same category as things like vouchers that let families use government money to pay for private schools. That's something the Trump administration supports.
That's kind of the way the politics have developed, in a very kind of polarized way.
Pedro Noguera is an education professor at UCLA.
They're kind of trying to equate all charters and privatization and vouchers with Trump, who is highly unpopular. And, you know, I think there's a risk there.
Invoking Trump's name in deep blue Los Angeles, Noguera says, risks alienating parents who are just trying to make good decisions for their families. The strike itself, he says, is risky, too.
The district is already quite weak financially. That and, you know, the longer they're out, the greater the risk that parents will get frustrated.
And consider putting their kids in charter schools, pulling even more money out of traditional public schools. For KCRW, I'm Anna Scott.
Now, are there things you're wondering about when it comes to the teacher's walkout? Go to kcrw.com/teacherstrike to ask your questions and follow all our coverage. You're listening to Morning Edition.